From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County reports the scope of the public safety power shutoff has changed in Humboldt County due to improved weather conditions and decreasing winds in the area. A transmission line serving Humboldt County, scheduled to be taken out of service, is no longer part of the planned PSPS. That line, in conjunction with Humboldt Bay Power Plant, will enable the bulk of Humboldt County to remain energized. Be aware that customers may experience unplanned outages not related to PSPS due to weather impacts. PG&E crews are ready and will respond as needed to those. The HSU campus will reopen on Wednesday, 1 p.m. Employees should report to work at that time. Classes are now scheduled to resume on Thursday. The schedule will allow for an orderly reopening of facilities. It will also allow instructors time to prepare for classes and labs. For HSU updates, you can go to humboldt.edu. PG&E has agreed to provide rebates to customers affected by the intentional shutoff of electricity, according to the governor's office. The Redwood Times reporting, Governor Gavin Newsom pressured the agency on October 14th to provide rebates of $100 for residential customers, $250 for business customers, about 738,000. PG&E customers lost their power as a result of the deliberate shutdowns of electricity, the utility scrambling to reduce the potential that the company's equipment or power lines might spark catastrophic wildfires. Redwood Capital Bancorp, the holding company for Redwood Capital Bank, announcing unaudited financial results for 3- and 9-month periods ending September 30th. The locally owned and operated community bank reported strong earnings and confirmed the continuation of quarterly dividend payments during its 13th consecutive year of profitability. Total assets of September 30th, $374.6 million, an increase of 4% over the June 30th, 2019 ending, and a slight increase of 1% from September 30th last year. Total deposits, $333 million. Those are an increase of 2% over June, slight decrease of 2% since last September. Open Door Community Health Center is announcing that Tori Starr has been named CEO of the organization effective January 7th. Starr joins Open Door with more than 35 years of experience delivering health care in a wide range of settings, specializing in care coordination, clinical effectiveness, and performance improvement. He returns home to the North Coast with news. I'm Peter Killeen.